So this week is Parashas Bechukosai. So just as a to open it up, Zerkush says is Pashtusa Debina Adhoit, that the understanding that we have of our lives only reaches as far as Hoid. Yesoid and Malchus, the spheres of Yesoid and Malchus, there already we are in the grip of instincts that are not rational, they're not amenable to rationale. Either I'm in charge of them or I'm not in charge of them, but I can't rationalize and I can't negotiate Yesod and Malchus. In Hoid, in the sphere of Hoid, which we translate as beauty, in Sefer Yetzirah I explain the secret of Hoid is knowing when to stop. The secret of Netzach is knowing when to begin. But in Hoid, it's the Hoid Shebehoid. Bina reaches till Hoid Shebehoid, the 33rd step, the 33rd day of the Omer, is Hoid Shebehoid. The Yod said of Reb Shimon. So this week's Sedra, Bechukosai, is the 33rd Sedra in the Torah. It's Ahoid Shebehoid. So it's laid out like this. The first 11 Psukim are the Brochos. In Bechukosai Teilechu, Tishmeru, 11 psukim, each one split into three, more or less. Each split into three. There are 33 brachos, 33 blessings. And then there's exactly 33 psukim of the Teuchecha. The Teuchecha is the most horrible warning that exists anywhere in the Torah. Hey, if you walk with me without thinking, so there are all the bad things that can happen. V'halachtem imi keri, you know, the ultimate is where we walk with God and we don't even care. It's like mitzvahs anoshim milimuda. Just, oh, we do this because we're Jews. This is what Jews do. The ultimate insult. That's the greatest curse that could be. So we started with 11 psukim, each divided into three brochas, 33 brochas. Then we have 33 whole psukim of Teuchecha, of curses. And then when it's over, we have the parsha of Erchim, which begins Ve'edav Hashem Moshe Lemer Dabo B'nei Yisroel Matlem Ish Ki Yafler Neda Be'erkecho Nefoshes L'Hashem. A person can give his value, can say, Erki Olai, my value, I want to give money. My value, I want to be poided myself, I want to redeem myself with money. So every person has a different value. Man, old man, young man, a child, a woman, and so forth. There are exactly 33 psukim of Erchim. Then you have one final posuk, Ela ha-mitzvois ha-shitzuv ha-shem as Moshe ben Esra b'Har Sinai. These are the mitzvahs that God commanded Moshe to the Eden. 78 psukim, 11, 33, 33, and then a final one. And the first 11 is 33, so in a sense you have around 100 Mea Brachas. So again, you have the 33rd Sedra, which is divided into 33 and Nachmo 33 and Nachmo 33, which we know is Hoyd Shebehoyd, which we're coming into the week of Hoyd in the Sphira, and we're approaching Lamed Gimel Lag BaOmer. So there's a Medrash. The Medrash is a strange Medrash. Ish ki yafle neder, a person who makes a promise, swears an oath, be'erkech nefush es Hashem, and he wants to give the value of his soul to God. So the Medrash begins, ish ki yafle, a person who steps out, does something wondrous, sets aside, wants to, in a sense, wants to step away from himself. So it brings a pasuk, hachu da'oma ki pol odom yishalem loy. A person's pu'ulois, a person's actions, they're what he gets paid. Ko'erech ishim tse'anu. And the way that a person goes, that's the how he finds himself. Yeah? Wherever you go, that's where you are, right? So the Medrash brings a story. Uv dehave b'chad gva. There was a story, it happened with one man, dehavle trei benin, he had two children. Chad min hoin ovad mitzvah. One of them did mitzvah. V'chad min hoin loy ovad kol ik, and one of them didn't do anything. Hahud ovad mitzvah, the one who did mitzvahs, zovin lebeise v'zovim koma dehavle. He sold his house, he sold everything that he had, v'af kenaton lemitzusa, and he gave it away to his mitzvah. So the implication is that he gave tzedakah. He ended up with nothing. Chatzman b'yoyme dehoshana. It was one day, so he's got nothing. It's on the day of Hoshana. Hoshana Rabbe, Yovele intase yud pulsin. So his wife gives him 10 shillings. Amraloi, she says to him, Puk, go out, Zvin lebnech klum, go buy something for your children. Minshuk, from the market. Nu, as you could predict, Kimin de yotze leshuk, he gets out into the market, Pogabe gabi tzedoka. So the Mishalochim see him. Amru, oh, they say, ho osem more mitzvusa. Here comes the guy with the money. He's the master of the tzedok. Amru le hav chulkoch b'had mitzvusa da'anan zvinan chad kule l'chad yisomte. So they said to him, look, we need to buy some jewelry for a kala who's getting married. Please, big mitzvah, this is kala. Give us some money. Nosev ilin yud pulsim, he gives them the 10 shillings which his wife had given him. Yoiv yashoin lohoin, and he gives the whole thing away. V'nizbayish leilach lebeisus, and now he's ashamed to go home. Holach loy lebeis haknesses, he goes to the beis haknesses. Chamo tamon, he sees them in ilin esroige, dimunukayim mekalkele b'yayim eshan. He sees the esroigim laying about on Hoshana Rabbah, after the davening, everybody's gone home. So the Beis Medrash is full of broken up esroigim, because the kids, they throw them at each other and they play with them. And the Gemara paskins that you're allowed to take these because they're playthings. And it's not like during Yontif when you would take something from somebody and, yeah, no, it's not yours, you know. But on Hoshana Rabbah, it's like these are no longer considered to be part of Lulav Esrog stuff. This is just stuff that, it's not like, it's like sweets on Simchas Torah. You know, you grab, you this, you Everybody's fighting for the sweets on the floor and so forth. Nosav min hoin mole yasako. He took a sack full of esrogim, v'holach lifresh b'yamagodol, and he went down, he got on a boat, and he went ad shehigia l'medina samelech, until he got to the capital city. Kiven shehigia sham, when he got there, ira'ez sha'atav ishtakech malke choshesh b'ma'oi. It so happened that when he got off the boat there in London, Yechweis in Rome, in New York, Yechweis wherever it was, the king has got a boichve, the king has got a big tummy ache. Omre le bechalme, and the king was told in a dream, as vosach, you know what your refuah, you know what your cure is, echoel min ele esroige de Yehudoi, you're going to have to eat some of these Jewish esroige, Matzlin imhoim b'yom Hashana, the ones that they pray with on Hashanah Rabbah. Va'at mister, and you will be healed from your tummy ache. Pish b'shin b'hi sha'at l'chol alfe, u'l'chol medina t'v'lo'y ashkechen. So the king sends out his police, his guards, Yichvayisvus, the IRS, go find me some of these esroigim that these Jews have that they use on Hashanah Rabbah. And they look. So they can't find any. So they come down to the dockside and they find there a person sitting on a sack. They say to him, do you have anything on you? Omar Lohem, he says, I'm a greiser nebuch. I run away from home because I'm embarrassed to go back to my family. I have so nothing. What do you want from me? I don't have anything to sell. I don't have anything to buy. They said, get up. They look through his sack. And they find these esroigen. They say to him, what are these? He says, "Min elin dihudoi matzle b'yamishana." He says, "This happened to be a esrogim that the Jews use on Hashanah Rabbah." Atunin sakav v'alu kodem malchus, and they take the sack and they bring him in front of the king. Ochel malke il esrogim. The king eats these esrogim, ve'itzi, and he's instantly healed of his tummy ache. Pinun sako, they empty the sack umalu dinrin, and they fill it with money. Omalei Malka, so the king says, She'ilach oid shale, you can ask me for anything, any one more thing, v'ano of it, I'll do it for you. Omalei, he says, the man says, She'ilna, I ask, diyachseli mudli, please, you know, I've basically, all my heirlooms, things I inherited from my father, all these things that I let go, I sold. If you could give me a chance, v'yifkun, I would like to buy back all those things that I can actually turn up with money, not just with money, but all the things that I lost. V'yafkun kol amu l'kadmusi. And when I go home, please, I'd like everybody to come and greet me. Ovdin lekein. So they did so. They found all his stuff that he'd originally sold, and they made a groyser chruz. Everybody has to come down to the dockside and greet this man. Nofka achoy ibnoy lekadmusi. So his brother and children, his brother's children, went out to greet him. Minigoyzin b'chad nahara yoev lohin shibalta denahara v'shotzis. So as something happened, they're crossing the bridge, and something happens to the bridge, and they all drown. V'shtaka. So now he inherits his brother's property as well. Ole lebeise, he goes home. The yoris mudalui dachoi lekai mashenema kipoel odom yishalim lei. So now he goes home, not just with all the stuff that he'd ever lost, but everything is coming back to him, and also he's now inherited his brother's and brother's gun. So the Rebbe says, it can't be that this Medrash is telling us a story for the sake of a story. Kenish Zan, no such thing in the Medrash. If the Medrash is telling us a story, it is because Chaim Haim Lemoitzeihem. You can live with this. So what is the story here? What is it that I can live with that this is telling me? You know, the first Rashi in the Torah, the first Rashi in this Pashas B'chuk Koisai, Rashi says in B'chuk Koisai Teilechu, in B'chuk Koisai Yochol Zeh Kiyum HaMitzvus, the Torah is telling us, if you walk in my ways. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean if you keep the Torah, because the next phrase is Ve'es Mitzvoy Sai Tishmor, and you keep my mitzvahs. So what does Zimbichu Koisai Teleichu mean, and you walk in my ways? So Ma'ani Mikai Mechu Koisai Teleichu Shtehu Ameilim B'Torah. You've got to be working in the Torah. Ameilim. You know, we had in the Haggadah says, Vayar es amoleinu v'slachatzenu. As onyenu v'samoleinu v'slachatzenu, God sees our oppression, he sees our work, and he sees the pressure. And the Baal Haggadah says, amoleinu, what is work? Elu habonim, these are the children. What does it mean? You know, we're all going to leave the world, right? We're not going to take anything with us. And everything that we owned is not ours anymore. So what do we have? We have children, right? We have those things that continue after us. Those are not just physical children, but those things that are profit. Right? They're not just this is that. No, they're more. Bonim refers to getting more out of. It's like the rewards, the profit, the extra. So it doesn't say you gain the Torah. The Torah doesn't say you should be toiling in the Torah. What's the difference between toil and work? You know, I can say to myself, you know, for my PhD, I'm gonna read all of Agatha Christie. Right, she wrote 50 detective books, and okay, when I'm finished, I work hard at it day and night. When I'm finished, what do I have? What profit? That's toil. Work. I learned Torah, and Shlomi used to call Torah cash Torah. You know, there's some Torahs that you learn, and as soon as you walk away, you had a profit. Even if you're learning Torah, you're not just allowed to learn Torah because I'm commanded. Oh, the Torah says that you have to v'gisim bo yoyim v'layli, you got to toil day and night. So I'm going to toil day and night. You're not allowed to learn Torah that way. Te'ameilim b'Torah, im b'chukosei te'leichu. You got to put Torah in your pocket like cash. When you're learning, you're not learning because you're commanded to learn. You're learning like a doctor who's searching through the books for a refuah, for some kind of a diagnosis for a patient. When we're learning Torah, that we're looking every word that we learn. Maybe this is going to save my life. If I learn Torah that way, that's called amelim b'Torah. So this medrash of the man who became poor by giving everything away, you know, the Rebbe says, what's it talking about? What's the inyan of Hoshana Rabbah? What's Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah, we say, Hoshano v'hoshiyono Ovinu Oto, help us, save us, you're our Father. And, you know, who's got the bochvei? Who's got the tummy ache? So, if I didn't see this written in the Oizdeshe from the son of the Ishbitzer, I couldn't say such a chat, but since he says it, he says the king is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only cure for Ribbono Shel Olam's tummy ache are these esroigim of the children of Hoshana. What is the children of Hoshana? The kinderlach running around playing with the esroigim on Hoshana Rabbah, shouting Hoshana v'Hoshiano Ovinu Oto. Not even the adults who are davening in shul, the esroigim is not going to fix what hurts God. It's the children. It's at the level of, I don't even know what I've done wrong, and I don't even know what's going to fix it. I don't even, ich weiß gar nicht. I'm at the level, I'm past heute über heute. I've reached that level where there's no longer the ispashtusa debina, the understanding that comes, that tells me, you know, Hershey, hey, you went wrong, this is how you have to fix it, this is what you have to do. You know, in this week's Sedra, you have the 33 brochos, and you have the 33 psukim of the Teuchecha. Let's say somebody smoked 5 packs a day, and now he's faced with emphysema. There's no money that he can give that is now going to fix his lungs, right? It's verkracht. Yet the Torah says, Ishli kiyafli nede be'erkecho nefoshos. Before the emphysema, a mensch can say erki olai. He can turn to God, right? He can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to do a pidyon nefesh. I want to step away. I don't even know how. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, I'll show you how. And so the medrash that opens this parasha of Ishki Yafli Neder Be'erkecho, that the whole parasha of Erechin is like this man who's lost everything. You know, we say he's done mitzvahs, you know, he's given it all away by mitzvahs, but I'm not sure that this is what the medrash is really saying, yeah, that he gave it away as tzedakah. Maybe he started out wanting to give tzedakah, but he ended up with nothing. And the Rebbe says, why bring in this bit with the brother, that he, you know, what did the brother do? You know, why is this so important to finish up the Medrash with this story of the brother, that the brother dies and then he inherits the brother, that there's the Inyan, that he was choycha utalula, that he was laughed at, right? The brother and everybody else was laughing at him. What have you got? You've got nothing. Was gunisch fin dein Leben. So, it'd be nice to think that he's got nothing from his life because he's such a big bal tzedakah that he's given everything away. But, you know, that doesn't fit with the rest of the medrash. That really, what we're saying here is somebody who's got nothing because his mamsh ruined everything. And all he can gather really, all he can gather are bits of broken esrogim that children are not even playing with anymore. That nobody minds if he picks up bits left over from the playing of the children on Hoshana Rabbah. This is all he can offer. And this is the only thing that can fix the tummy ache of the king. This is the chiddush of the medrash, that really it's not about anybody else but this. That when we are at that stage where we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, my life is such a mess, not to wrap it up in clean linen, I made a mess. I made such a mess, I don't even know where to begin to fix. I can't even find inside myself, you know, those strings to pull. Like they say, well, you know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I don't have fingers, I don't have hands, I don't have boots, I don't have laces. I wouldn't know how to begin. I'm at the level of beyond the hispashtus of Bina, which is in the Hoyd Shebehoyd, I'm beyond. I've got to that stage where I can't rationalize, I can't look through all the things that I've done. And that's what the Rebbe Hashem is waiting for, right? So when he says, you know, the posuk, the Rebbe brings the posuk in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 31. Shamoya Shamati, God says, I've heard. Ephraim is noided. Ephraim's running around. He doesn't know what he's doing, right? He's grieving. He says, you gave me patch and I got patch, right? You chastised me and I was chastised. You hurt me, you smote me, I was smitten. And like an untrained calf, the pusuk says. You can't really teach. What can you teach a calf? And I say, bring me back so that I can, you know, Hashiveni v'oshuvo. Bring me back and so I can do tshuva. Kiyat Hashem nekai. Because I can't. Because I'm echveshtei gunisht. Ki achre shuvi nichamti. Because it was only after I did tshuva that I started to regret the things that I did. Because before I've even done tshuva, I can't even figure out what I've done. Or how I've done. V'achre hivodi. And after I know, sufakti al yorech. That's when I said, oi. And I started to patch with my hand saying, oi gewalt, oi oi. V'gam nechlamti. And I had so much disgrace. Kinososi cherpas n'uroi. Because now I really, I'm carrying around all the cherpa, all the disgrace of my youth. So what does God say? Haben yakili Ephraim, my favorite son Ephraim. Im yelet shashuim, the child who plays. Kimide dabri boy. Because whenever I'm talking about him. Zocher es kerenu oid, I remember him. Al kein homu mei loy. That's why my insides are roiling for him. This is the king with the bochve, says the Rebbe. This is the king with the tummy ache for the child who can't even figure out. Who's like a dumb animal. Can't even figure out their own problems. So, if we look at the Toicheche, if we look at these horrible dire warnings, one of the psukim is, V'zucharti es brisi Yankiv. And I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, says God. In a sense, you know, this is part of the Toicheche. So if you say, I remember, if God is going to remember the covenant with Yaakov, so why is this part of the Toicheche? This is a good... But you know, you can be so exasperated with somebody that you tell yourself, I remember his father. It's the only thing that's stopping me now from losing it with this guy. So, V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov can be seen as part of the Toicheche also, that expression of God's exasperation and rage with us. So, there's a medrash, interesting medrash. Let's see if I can shorten it a bit. There's a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. So the two schools of Shammai and Hillel are arguing, beis Shammai oimrim ha-shamayim nivru tchile. Beis Shammai say, heaven is created first. Because the Torah says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So heaven is created first, and then the earth. Hillel says, "Bis Hillel Oimrim, Ha'oretz Nivris Tchilav Achakan Shemaim." So, earth is created first, and then heaven. Ve'elu ve'elu mevim tam levdere. And both of them bring a reason for their reasoning. Tamid b'shamay, the reason that b'shamay says heaven is created first. L'mosh la'melech, it's like a king, she'osu le'kisei, he makes himself a throne. Misha'osu, when he's finished making the throne, osu epipirion. So then he makes that footstool that goes together with the throne. First the throne, then the footstool. And we have the posuk, Kem Hashem Shemaim Kisi V'Horetz Adoim Ragli. God says the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So first comes the throne and then the footstool. Okay, Hillel. What does Hillel say? Hillel says, Ha'oretz Nivras Tchilevach Kech Shemaim Moshe Lemelech Shebona Paltin. The king builds a palace. First he builds a palace, Mishabuna Tachtoinim Bona Elyonim. You build the ground floor, then you build the penthouse suite. You don't build the penthouse suite before the ground floor. It says, B'yoyim Asoyis Hashem Likim Eretz V'Shamayim. So Rabbi Tanchum says, I say, Lefonim Ha'oretz Yusad Zemasi Dech V'Shamayim. So, there's a machloikah, so the Tanoim come and they explain which is who makes more sense. And then Rabbi Chanina comes and says the very posuk that proves Shammai also proves Hillel, because Shammai says, it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth, but immediately afterwards it says V'horetz hoysa, and the earth was, so the earth already was. So, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan comes in the name of the Chachamim, and he says, the Chachamim explain that, you know, first the creation of heaven is first, but Shichlul, but the fixing up of the earth is first. So one is created first and the other is fixed up, is finished, right? So the heavens are not finished until the earth is first finished first. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then comes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he says, Tamu Ani. He says, I'm astonished. Eich nechleku ovoi sa'olam al brias shemayim v'oretz. How the ovoi sa'olam, he calls Hillel and Shammai the fathers of the world. How Hillel and Shammai could be arguing about creation? She'ani oimer, I say shemayim v'oretz le'nivu ele ke'alfas v'kisui. That heaven and earth are like a pot with a lid, and they're created together. So then comes Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, and he says, "Im kedas she'omer Abba, if really my father is saying something really important, then I want to build on his words. L'chol mokoyim hu magdim shemayim aretz. Everywhere in Tanakh, you find heaven and earth, heaven and earth. Always heaven comes before earth. B'mokim echad, however, in one place, it says, B'yoyim asoyis Hashem likim, eretz v'shamayim. It says earth and heaven one time. And now you're going to tell me that on the basis of that, they're made together. Oh. So then it means that wherever you have a phrase where you have like one thing before, father, mother, always father, mother, and then one time it says, and ish imoy v'oviv tiro'u, right? And everybody should fear their mother and their father. So even though father always comes before mother, nevertheless, because the Torah says one time, mother and father, therefore it means they're equal. So always in the Torah it says turtle doves and regular doves. One time it says regular doves and turtle doves. So that means that they're both equal. Usually in the Torah it says Moshe and Aaron, Moshe and Aaron, Moshe and Aaron. One time it says who Aaron and Moshe? Oh, so coming to tell us that Aaron and Moshe are equal. Always in the Torah it says Yehoshua before Kalev, but one time it says Bilti Kalev ben Yefuna Knizev Yehoshua ben Nun. Kalev is first to tell us that they're equal. And then it says always Avraham comes first. Everywhere in the Torah, Avraham comes first. And here one time, V'zuchati es brisi Yaakov. is coming to tell us that Yaakov is the equal of Avram. So this whole medrash is to come back to this one point that the pasuk begins, "V'zochati as brisi Yaakov, v'avis brisi Avroham eskoy v'ho'oret eskoy." So even though I might have thought that Avram is more important, no, Yaakov is just as important. So the Rebbe says, this is all, this sedra is very tight. It's one theme running through the whole sedra. What's it pshat? He says, in the name of his father, the Ishbitz of the Me'a Shiloyach, wherever you have in the Torah heaven and earth, heaven is the machashava and earth is the heart. Heaven is the mind and earth or the is the biochemical matrix of desire and passion and emotion. So heaven is the rational and earth is, as it were, the emotional. But the, you know, what does it mean, the heart? When I say I feel something in my heart, it's a pshat. So the Ishbitz says Shemayim, heaven, is the moyach, the machashova, halev nikro eretz. So this is the machalekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, first a person has to, his thoughts have to be clear. Your thinking has to be clear. If your thinking is not clear, if your thinking is polluted, your heart's going to be polluted. Beis Hillel say, no. Your heart needs to be clean. If your heart is clean, you'll have clean thoughts. If your heart is polluted, your thoughts are mainly going to be polluted. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says no. He says they're both tied to one another. You can't have one without the other. If you have pure thoughts, yeah, you'll have a pure heart. And if you have a pure heart, you'll have memela, a pure thoughts. And chas v'chalila, the other way around. Because they both depend on one another. So then comes along Rebbe Loza, the son of Reb Shimon, and he says, Im kedas abba b'chol mokoim, if it's like my father says, in every place. So all through the Torah it says heaven and earth, heaven and earth. And one place it says earth and heaven. So really the truth is that heaven is more important than earth. Now, but being more important than doesn't mean being more important than. Because you come first, it doesn't mean that you're the most important in the true sense, because the other, even though it's second, even though it comes second, it's just as important. And so he explains, the Rebbe explains the rest of the Rebbe Loza. So then Rebbe Loza says, so therefore we learn it from turtle doves and dove. What difference does it make if turtle doves are more important than doves? And so the Rebbe says, toirim, the word turtle, is the same as order. Like we say, begia toir nar v'ran nar in the Megillah. When it gets to her turn, the word turn is like the word tur. And the word turtle dove, it's from the word tur. It's actually called, the Latin name is something tur, right? Maybe that's because of the sound that it makes. But turkeltaub in Yiddish is from the Hebrew tur, right? And the Hebrew tur means, ubahagia tur naro venaro, lova el amelech, when it's the right time. So he says, you know, we can bring a carbon, a sacrifice. If I do something wrong, I can bring a turtle dove, which is, I do tshuva like I should. I realize what I've done wrong, and then I do tshuva. I fix it. I go, I have charota, I regret what I did, and I make I make promises about how I'm going to act. And B'nai Yoina, however, B'nai Yoina, this is like the B'nai Ephraim. This is like somebody who is too stupid to even know what he's done wrong. All he knows is that his life is going in the wrong direction. That's the B'chin of B'nai Yoina. Nu, which is more important? So the truth is, everywhere in the Torah, it's Torim first. You got to do tshuva properly. However, there's also the bechinah sometimes b'nei yoinas first. Sometimes it's like, you're too stupid to do it, I'm going to have to show you how. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to help us do tshuva even at the level of b'nei yoina. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shemaz Rachmonis. And Magid, Rebbe Loza, comes to say, if my father is right, then Shneim Shovim, then they're both equal. That you can't say that one is better than the other, because you know why this person brought Torah and this person is B'nai Yoina, why this person does tshuva properly and this person has to have help, because the person who did tshuva properly, he also had help. Because even if I do tshuva, that is a gift from heaven. And then the machlek is about who's more important, Moshe and Aaron. You know, Moshe is the Sheshvina de Malka, and Aaron is the Sheshvina de Matronisa. Moshe is the best man of the groom, and Aaron is the bridesmaid. Who's the bride? The Yidden are the bride, right? Moshe is always telling God, oh, you look so handsome, she's gonna love you. Come. And Moshe brings the Rebbeinu Shalom to the chuppah. Aaron is the bridesmaid, and he's the one who's telling us, you know, Rebbeinu Shalom is really gonna love you. You look so beautiful. There was never such a bride like you. So which is more important? Moshe, who brings God to us, or Aaron, who brings us to God? So how can you say that Aaron is more important than Moshe? In any place, it says, Pe'al, pe'al, dabe, boy. God says, mouth to mouth, I speak with Moshe. But because you got to have the bride and the groom, and you got to have the best man and the bridesmaids, you got to have them. So therefore, they're equal. And then the Medrash brings Yehoshua and Kolev. You know, Moshe gives Yehoshua, he's called Hoshea, and he gives him the Yud. And he says, Ka Yehoshua, God is going to stamp his signature on everything that you do. No, how can it be better than that? No, Kolev, he's got the tefillah, the koyach of tefillah. He goes to Hebron and he davens. So which is more important? Having God chasme, seal everything that you do, or having the koyach of davening and getting God to agree with you? No, so which is which? They're both the same. They're both flip sides of one another. And of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koyach of davening, then avadai, he's going to seal his imprimatur. And if he gives you the imprimatur, then obviously he's going to give you the koyach of tefillah also. And then the Medrash comes to Avraham. What is Avraham? Avraham is the reason for creation. Ele toldo shemayim v'oretz bihi bar'am al tikra bihi bar'am ele ba'avraham. We were learning in Sefer Yetzirah that Avraham is the reason for creation. And that was the very first Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah. But what was the second Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah? The second Mishnah was the Mishnah of Bris. What is the Bris? That is the flow of chesed rachamim, of compassion, that goes throughout creation. Till when? Till the geula, till the redemption. So for whom is the world created? For Avraham or for Yaakov? Is it created for the beginning, or is it created for the end? No, that's a silly kind of question. It's created for the beginning and the end, like a pot with a lid. However, we had the beginning already. And we are waiting for Zecharti as Brisi Yaakov. We're waiting the Rabbani Shalom should remember the Bris of Yaakov, which is the Geula, which is the redemption. And that's the meaning of Avraham, is the beginning, is the reason for creation. That's the compassion that God creates the world with. Higdim midas rachmim lemidas hadin. But ultimately, the reason for creation is the Geula Shalema. I bless you and me that we should live to see Bekorav Mamish, the Geula Shalema. Amen.